This is Couple Goals with Sophie Kasai and Jordan Brooke on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to week number two now. Woo! Of Couple Goals with me, Jordan Brooke.
And me, Sophie Kasai.
Oh, you had a heavy weekend. You lost your voice.
I actually have not had a heavy weekend, Jordan. This weekend's been actually really wholesome. You know it has.
It has. What have we been up to? Tell everyone.
We've had such a lovely, wholesome weekend this weekend. After the madness, my birthday and the surprises and everything going on, this weekend, me and Jordan decided to have a lovely weekend with a roast dinner, whilst Jordan drank pints of Guinness and I put the tree up. I put my blood, my sweat and my tears into it.
It looks good. It does. And let me just tell you now, our Christmas tree is looking absolutely fantastic. It's looking incredibly festive in the FUBAR studio today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's looking. I think I might have to take some of this tinsel home.
Yeah, where would you put it?
Well, last night, me and Jordan, we put the Christmas tree up. And we had Jordan's family over, and his granddad decided to stand there and say my tree was too busy.
It was a very busy tree.
Now, I want to know, guys, are you into a busy tree, or are you one of them people who like to put four decorations on?
Yeah.
Because more the merrier for me.
Yeah, there's a line. There's a line before
it,
and you've done it very, very well. I will say that.
Yeah.
But there is a line. And I'm a big believer in like tradition, classic colours, you know.
Yeah.
Red, gold, green.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
When people start going down the pink route, black route, you try to throw a couple of black and white decorations in for Newcastle.
Listen, they're still there, John.
Yeah.
They are still there. You've got to support the hometown.
For your dad.
Anyway,
welcome back. Yeah, we've got off track a bit there. But welcome back to the second episode of Couple Goals, which is the show all about your dating life, your married life, your single life, maybe.
Yeah.
All about relationships. What are we going to be doing, Soph? So coming up on today's show, we have got our usual topics, which are the trending couples, things that are going on in today's world with celebrities, and we'll get your takes on them. We've got some dilemmas that we're going to deal with.
Oh, God, yeah.
We've actually got two amazing guests today.
Oh, my God. This is, like, exciting.
This is
because, look, usually guests would be, like, reality TV or people that we know, people who are really well-known in the reality TV world, but we've got newcomers in the reality TV world.
We have.
We can learn them a few things, George.
Oh, well, you can. You're a veteran.
Excuse me. I'm a reality TV fossil. If they need any tips, then I am the girl to speak to.
So today we have got Big Brother's very own Nathan King and Rosie Williams
Woo!
In. And they are a very new couple that actually got together on the show.
Yeah, I've been a diehard Big Brother fan since I've been a kid. And I absolutely love the show. So I can't wait to get some inside scoops.
We are going to get some inside scoops because Big Brother is not actually a dating show, is it?
It's
not. But they've managed to find love in there.
Yeah.
Maybe Love Island should take a few tips.
Yeah, maybe they should, because I don't think there's many left in that one. But you know what? In Big Brother, there is actually a few couples that have actually married and had kids and lasted quite a while. So
yeah.
Let's hope this could happen with them.
So we have got them two amazing guests in today. We're going to interview them, play a short game with them, and then we're going to get onto our listener questions, aren't we, Soph?
That's the exciting bit of today.
Yes.
Because I've asked you a few questions, and we've had so many responses, and I cannot wait to speak to Jordan about these responses, because the question last week was very interesting.
There is. And the question last week was very apt towards me and Sophie, you know. It was all about engagements.
Engagements. And we'll be reading all your answers into when you think is the right time to be asked to be married.
That's it.
So there you go. Fantastic show we've got for you guys today. It's our second show. And we just want to start off by saying thank you for everyone's support. For last week, it is just honestly amazing how everyone's been sharing and liking and listening and sending in loads of answers. Me and Jordan appreciate it so much. So we're going to give you an even better show this week.
That's it. And make sure you look at all FUBAR's socials to get all of your questions. Anything you want to ask me and Soph, you can get it all in there for us over the next coming weeks.
So, come on, Jordan.
Moving on. To section one of our show, which is all about trending couples in today's world. And we're going to give our take on it and see if the viewer's take is the same. The listener's take is the same, rather.
Yeah, right.
So, our first one is all about the gorgeous probably one of my favourite actors of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's really weird how you called him gorgeous.
Oh, come on. If he was going to look like anyone...
Like,
he's
like, what are we? Like, oh, the gorgeous.
Well, he's gorgeous. Is he not? You tell me Leonardo DiCaprio's not.
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like...
I'm very comfortable with my sexuality.
No, I know you are, but it's like, very handsome.
The very handsome, the very dapper, the very gorgeous.
It's like, I call him gorgeous.
Yeah, I'll call
him. Would you ever get offended, like, if someone like Leonardo DiCaprio was, like, on TV and I go, whoa, he's fit?
Absolutely not.
Do you not?
No, because I know he's well out of your league.
Jordan, little do you know, me and Leonardo go way back.
Leonardo. Yes.
See, right. I'd get really offended.
Would you?
If you, like, Margie Roberts, what's her name? Margie Roberts.
Margot Robbie.
She was on the TV and you went, whoa, she's fit. I'll turn it off so you're not looking at that.
Listen, gents, right answer. No one's you, girl. So,
but yeah, what's going on with the gorgeous Leonardo?
This is what's going on with Leonardo DiCaprio. The fans are in shock over rumours that Leonardo DiCaprio, who is now 50, is engaged to his model girlfriend, Vittoria Cerretti.
Oh, she sounds like a model.
But she is only 26 and they're ready to settle down and he has publicly dated many young women in the past.
I'm no one to talk here.
Age gaps. Yeah, I mean, yours isn't quite 14 years.
It's not. What are we?
6 years.
Six.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, this is quite bad. But for a man, I don't know what it is. It just seems okay for men to have younger women.
I like older women, obviously.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so what? If you were 50, you'd like a 70-year-old?
Well, I'm going to have to learn to deal with it, aren't I?
You probably are. Now... I think 26 is a bit young. Now, if I had a 26-year-old daughter and she brought home a 50-year-old man, I'd be like, what are you doing? But then if she brought home Leonardo DiCaprio,
yeah,
I'd be like,
I mean, you're getting
darling,
there,
darling, you get in there, girl. It is, you know, it is different. Like, I can imagine Leonardo DiCaprio to, you know, have a lot to give a woman. And if he is very interested, then...
Yeah. He has got a history of dating younger women. I don't think he's ever been out with anyone, not that I know of, anyone that's older.
Some people are just younger at heart.
Yeah.
But again, he's probably old enough to be a dad.
Well, that's the same age gap as me and my dad. When I was 26, my dad was 50.
See, this is where it gets a bit controversial. Look, I think as you do get older, you do find certain people you do settle down with and you think that, you know, you wanna settle down when you do get a bit older, because Leonardo DiCaprio, with his life, he's probably lived his life.
Of
he's
course.
Did so many things he can do. And he's that age now where he's like, right, I can settle down. Now, is he going to find love with a 26-year-old? I don't know.
Is she with him for the right reasons?
Well, her name sounds great.
No, it does. Victoria, but what I'm saying is, a 26-year-old girl, you can go and pull a nice 27, 28, 30-year-old
bloke. You know what I mean?
Bloke.
Like a new Hollywood star that's just came on the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think at last, but I'm sure she will trap him and have a baby to him.
we will
be
see.
Be very rich and live a lovely life.
Enough with Hollywood. We're now going to move on to people that are a lot closer to home. And as we talked about last week, we've really been watching I'm a Celebrity, haven't we?
Oh my God, we love it so much. Like the other night, I said to John, please come and just watch something else. Like, I really just want to watch like Lioness. I'm really into that. John was like, no, I have to watch I'm a Celeb. I'm obsessed with I'm a Celeb.
Well, it's been brilliant this year.
And
you can't even argue with me.
No,
I think it's been one of the best series to date, if I'm honest with you. And on to our next trending couple, which is actually, well, trending couple or not couple, that is the question. This is moving on to Maura Higgins now and Pete Wicks. They fuel their dating rumours as she confirms she was dating someone before entering the jungle. He's posted on Instagram stories asking fans to vote for her in the jungle and save her. They were spotted kissing a few weeks ago.
Yeah, come on. You can't deny that. We have been there, Jordan.
It reminds me of me and you.
Me and you. I get it. I get why she wants to keep it quite quiet and she doesn't really want it out there in the public until probably she feels like she's comfortable. It's going to be a thing. And I get that and I respect that for that. You know, when you are in the public eye and you date someone else in the public eye, like the media just go mental for it. And for me, when I was dating you and vice versa, I just knew that, you know, everyone's going to have a comment to say about it. Everyone was going to put the 50 pence in. It's going to go everywhere. Mm. And I just want to make sure you were going to be my person
until
I openly said. So I do believe they are probably doing what we did. They're probably dating. Yeah. They're probably getting with each other.
Yeah. And it is very hard when you're in the public eye to keep things a secret. As we know, we did it well. We lasted, I think, about 3 months.
That press are clever.
Yeah, 2 or 3 months. And the way we actually got caught out was I had a photo with you. and you couldn't see me in the photo at all, but I had my arm around you, and you could see this bangle on my wrist. Do you remember? This bangle was the only thing that was on view, and it ended up in the press that is Sophie Kasai's secret man Jordan Brooke because of the bangle just on his wrist. Yeah, and it went mad. Do you remember?
I know. Thank God they didn't think of someone else. It could be really awkward.
Imagine if it was someone else and they just had a bangle and you don't never told me.
But yeah, you know what? I think they seem like a really good couple. I think Maura did an interview saying that they have like really good banter together and they just take the piss out of each other and like all these different things. And I think you've got to have that in a relationship. I think you've got to have the humour, the banter, the fun. And you have to be able to take the piss out of each other.
Of course.
But not too far.
No, and I think, and Pete's always been very good at that. Obviously, I've known Pete a long time. And I think what them two have got going for them is they've been friends for a long time before. Mm. They've known each other for a while. Mm. I think that always really does help. When you get into a relationship, we weren't so much friends, but I knew you were. And we've been in the same circles. I know Marnie, your cousin, very well.
It works a lot more, I think, when you're in the same industry, because you get it, don't you? Yeah. They both get each other. Like, he's obviously doing Dancing... Strictly. He's obviously doing Strictly. She's doing another reality TV show. Like, I mean, both of them together. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine they'd be pretty rich after these shows.
And I know we're talking about I'm a Celebrity, but let's just have a bit of a round of applause for Pete on Strictly Come Dancing. Because he's through to the semi-final.
He looks really, really well. I'm so proud of Pete. And he smashed it.
We had my nan and granddad round last night for dinner and they refused to leave until Strictly had finished. Because they just wanted to watch Pete.
Yeah, and she was drinking that little hot chocolate.
That's it. Pete, my nan's rooting for you, mate. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going, mate. Keep going.
So that is our trending couples for this week. Anyway, we wish Maura and Pete the best if they're dating. And DiCaprio,
keep it a secret as long as I can, Maura and Pete.
Well, they're not doing very well.
Yeah, they're not.
And we've just really not helped them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all right. Right. Okay. Right.
But moving on, anyway, to our next stage of the show, which is our couple dilemmas. Mm. Now, this is a dilemma that most people in day-to-day life, in every walk of life, can go through. This is a question that's asked a lot across shows like this.
Yeah.
And to people like this.
And just in life, in friendship groups.
It is. So the big question is...
Drum roll.
Can you ever be friends with an ex? Silence in the studio. Because I'm not talking first.
Well, I've got no filter and I just don't want to say the right or wrong thing. Right, there's boundaries, right? In a relationship, I'm off on a tangent here. There's just boundaries in a relationship, yeah? Mm-hmm. And there is being civil with an ex-partner and there's being friends and overly friendly. Now, if you've got a history with someone, the history being... You know, you slept together and you lived together and it was really, you know, an in-depth relationship. I don't think, personally, I could be with someone who was that close with an ex. Mm. Exes are exes for a reason.
Yeah, agreed. I very much agree with you. I think there's boundaries and there's lines. I think we're not horrible people. And we've both seen ex-partners out in the past. Yeah. And we've always said hello. Mm-hmm. I would always say hello to your ex-partners. You probably would to mine. It's just... But there's having respect and saying hello.
Yes.
There's not being horrible. And there's...
And then there's going for dinner.
And there's... Yeah, exactly that. Now I think it can change when you've got children.
Yeah, obviously.
Massively.
Yeah, of course.
If you leave someone and you've got children with them and for the sake of
that's
the children...
That's co-parenting.
For the sake... Yes, co-parenting. But for the sake of the children, you do still do things where the mum and dad are both there with the kids. I think new partners...
I think that is amazing,
new partners have to accept that.
Yeah.
That is something you're doing for the children. You have to be the bigger people.
If you can co-parent, I think that is the most amazing thing to help your child be brought up in such a great family environment. So it's different. If you've got a family, it's a totally different scenario. But if you are just dating someone or started seeing someone and he's really friendly or she's friendly with the ex and they're going out for dinner and laughing and joking, absolutely not. Yeah. I'd be like, nah, no way. Set the boundaries. You can be mates, but not that close.
Yeah, I do think that. It becomes difficult sometimes if you're in the same friendship groups. Like...
Yeah, we've seen that in the past, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And obviously when you get with someone, you bring them into friendship groups of your own, which means 9 times out of 10 they do keep some of the friends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's
tough. Yeah, that's hard because then obviously you're going to lose friends along the way with it. But look, I think it's good to be friends with an ex and keep it civil.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than having a toxic ex who, you know, it's just bitter and everything about it is bitter. So, I think you've got to set your boundaries.
Yeah.
You've got to set your boundaries and, you know, there's got to be talks if you do meet someone they're really close with the ex. But then if they do have family and they have got a partner, an ex-partner who's the mum or the dad yep. of the baby, that's a total different ballgame, different conversation.
Yeah. So I think the bottom line is, as long as you have boundaries with your current partner, mm-hmm. you've had the conversation about it, you've mm-hmm. spoken about it,
yep.
and everything is out in the open, there's nothing being lied about, then the coast is clear.
The coast is
good.
Clear.
God, we're good, aren't we?
We are.
We're good.
It's just fair, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just fair. Yeah.
Well, that is the end of part one of Couple Goals. We will see you in 5 minutes or so for part two. Right, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. welcome back to Couple Goals with Jordan Brooke and Sophie Kasaya. We have got our two amazing guests in the studio for you now. Big round of applause, Sophie.
Oh, what a lovely pair.
It is. And one thing I've noticed, Nathan, you've got a hell of a barnet,
well, I was
going
to say, I didn't want to say it, but you look like an Essex lad.
Is that right? Is that a compliment?
Well, it is.
Listen, that's a very good compliment.
Yeah, it's maybe needing trimmed. I've had a bit of stick for it, mainly from family, but I like it. I'm going to... Rose likes it. So that's
see, Jordan's a barber.
I know a really good barber if you need one.
All right, okay.
You're looking at that. You're looking at his hair thinking, yeah. oh, God, the things I could do.
What a canvas that is. And Rosie, your hair is amazing as well.
Oh, that's very good.
Jordan, we just found out we might have an Essex girl in the studio.
So let's start. Where are you both from? Rosie, we'll start with you. Where are you from?
So I'm originally from Southend in Essex.
Southend on Sea.
That's a good place. My mum lives there.
Does she really?
Yeah, I moved her down.
That is fabulous.
She thinks she's in Marbella every summer.
Yes, she does. When Soph's mum moved down from the northeast to Southend, she texted me, she said, I love it here. She said, they've got palm trees and everything.
Yeah, we don't get that in Scotland. In
yeah, no, nah, well, listen, Newcastle, don't get that out there, that's why.
So you're originally from Southend, Rosie, yeah?
Yeah, but I live in Cornwall now.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. Yeah. And what about yourself, Nathan? I can hear a very strong accent over there.
Do you know what? I didn't think it was that strong, but then when I hear it back on the telly, I'm like, bloody hell.
Same.
I'm South Scotland, so I'm probably about, I would say, an hour and a half from Newcastle, actually.
Yeah, basically, we're cousins.
Basically, yeah, that's it.
We're
yeah.
probably sound the same. To Jordan, we're probably sound the same.
Yeah, it's not far off. Scottish and Newcastle isn't too far off.
No, we've got a few. But words, Bonnie Lad, Bonnie Lass.
That's it. Yeah. We'll get some subtitles up for this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Anyway, you both obviously found fame going into the Big Brother house. Mm. We're going to ask you, first of all, what was that like? We'll start with you, Nathan, on that one. What was it like?
Do you know, it was mad because, like, the whole social media thing for me, and actually the same for Rosie as well, we never really did it before. Like, I had about 200 followers on my Instagram before I went in. Mm. And then to come out, and it's just mental. And all the... You get loads of positive stuff. I get that. And there's been loads of... negative as well.
Of course.
Oh, I find the negative stuff funny, I can't lie. I just think it's hilarious, especially when they're witty with it.
That's the best way to be.
That is so funny. Yeah.
One of the strengths being in our industry is being able to take the mickey out yourself a little bit. My dad always taught me, if you let your sense of humour take over, if you can take the mickey out yourself, then no one else can win, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I totally agree. I realise I've got like pretty unattractive feet. I get that.
I tell you what, if you want to know anything about yourself, the trolls will tell you. By God, if you're having a bad day or you've got a big spot on your forehead, they will let you know, and you're like, great, thank you.
And this, I do believe this is how it should be. We don't like giving the trolls airtime at all. Nobody does. But if we can laugh about it like this,
if you can laugh about it, you're going to get through very, very well. You know, because look, it is hard being very new to TV in this industry. And, you know, it's a crazy world. I still find it crazy now. But one thing, you know, if you do get the negative comments, then if you can laugh them off and sometimes just look at the profile photo and think, yeah, I'm all right.
Exactly.
I'm all right, love.
I'll stick as I am, thanks. Yeah,
exactly. That's it. Rosie, how did you find the Big Brother experience?
So, how did I find the experience in the whole?
Go two questions. Yeah, just say, how was the experience as a whole?
Yeah.
And how do you feel that you should potentially change Big Brother into a dating show?
Oh, my God. That's what's so wild. Right, okay, so...
What was it like in there?
I loved it. I thought it was honestly the best experience with the best people I've ever met.
Yeah.
And that's why, when I came out, Nathan's sick of me saying this, but I felt like it. Of course, they're only going to show the drama because, of course, that's what people want.
Yeah, of course they are. We know that.
But I just thought, oh my God, this is the most amazing time. And we had so much fun and everyone's so amazing. So I was just like, oh, I wish they showed. Of course they're going to go for the storylines, but I wish they showed more of the really lovely.
But you know what? One thing you can take from that is your memories on it.
Yes.
You know, one thing I'll say, like, used to, you know, if I know you're in a new relationship now, but one thing you'll never, like, forget is you both went through this crazy experience together that no one else will understand.
Yeah.
And that is that, you know, if you met someone else now, or you met someone else,
they will never know what you've just went through with Big Brother, you know? So that is really special that you both went in there together. So your time in there, you two obviously got in a relationship, and then since then, how long has it been since you've left the Big Brother house now?
3 weeks for me.
Yeah, but two weeks for
you.
It will be, yeah.
And so since then, have you been seeing much of each other? How's the relationship going so far?
We've literally seen each other like every day.
No way.
Jordan.
Yeah.
This is good. Yeah, this is good.
Nathan's train bills are a fortune.
Tell me about it.
I used to do it. That's why I moved it down. Newcastle, London. I thought, no, got to get it down.
You know what? I loved it, though. Like, when Jordan would get the train to me, or I'd go and see him, like, I'd get all ready and get all glad. It's exciting, isn't it?
So lovely, yes.
It is so, so exciting.
So, when you was both in the house, obviously, you're in a big bubble in the Big Brother house, aren't you? And take this the right way. There's only a selective choice of male and females in there, you know? So, it's just you two. Did you think, or did you worry about when you was going to come out that it would change for you two? Did you think it'd be very different once you come out?
Yeah.
Like your connection, do you think?
I thought it was going to be different in a good way. I was looking forward to getting out, and the two of us actually being able to speak openly, because obviously everyone will have seen it was just us staring at one another. Because you want to say something, but you're thinking, my gran's watching.
What did you want to say? Come on, grandma will not watch this.
Well, of course I wanted to tell her that I loved her. Of course I wanted to,
take her clothes off.
Yes, exactly. Obviously. Yeah. So
that's why I joined Geordie Shaw.
She is a beautiful woman. I mean, I would as well. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, you are lovely. You're beautiful. You are such a sweetheart.
There was a few things you wanted to say. Listen, I get that. Like, Geordie Shaw, it's not... Well, if people always say, like, what's Geordie Shaw like? And I'll always say, it's like Big Brother, but we can go out. So, you know, you've got a constant microphone on you. You've got constant cameras in the bedroom. Wherever you go, you hear...
Yes.
What about when you're lying in bed going to sleep and you just hear... And you're like, it's so weird, isn't it?
That's what I think that was my worst bit, because literally you'd be laying there and you literally just see it, and they're like, don't look at the cameras, don't look at the cameras.
No, and you try not. You're like,
hear it, and all, and it looks, and it goes, and it's like right on your face. You're like, oh my god, I can't do anything around here.
It is hard, Jordan. It is hard. Like, when you are living in a house constant with cameras, you do, you know, you want to be yourself and you want to be able to say what you can, but you know, you do know that the cameras are there. And I bet for you guys as well, like, you know, you are aware of it, but I bet now that you're out of the Big Brother house, I bet it just feels so good to just be free.
That's it. And like, I know that I'm such an awkward person anyway, and then I know that because these because I know that I know Nathan is as well, where he says he is as well. We're both quite bad at talking about feelings, so
we were just fueled with a bit of vodka, so it was a lot easier.
But the cameras do enhance all of that, don't they? They make that sometimes, obviously we've all done TV now, and it makes things harder to talk about sometimes, and you know there could be potentially a bit of backlash coming from it. Which brings me on to my next question. How did the rest of the housemates take it when they heard out that you two was potentially together? Nathan, do you want to lead on that one?
Yeah, they seemed... what we prioritised more than anything, more than the cameras and people at home, was the people in the house. We didn't want... Because at first, a few people would come into a room and the two of us would be sitting there and they'd be like, oh, we'll just leave you to it. I'm like, no, come in and talk.
And a lot of the times we were just talking, but of course they've shown us...
Yeah, they think we're
awkward.
Shagging or whatever. Yeah. No, we're just sitting and just chatting.
It's the Scottish thing. Love it.
It's brilliant.
But yeah, it's true.
So I think that for me, that was, for the both of us, that was the main thing. But I think they took it all quite well. I think Emma, and then obviously for us, Emma was from day one was someone that I was best pals with, really. And then it became the three of us, and then Sarah as well. And yeah, I think we had a...
Are you all still close now then?
Yeah.
The four of us are in a little group chat.
Love that. Yeah, we're like that, Jordan, aren't we? Abby's like our little daughter. We'll call our daughter.
Definitely. The amazing thing about these TV shows is you do meet friends for life, you know?
Of course you do,
And I've done... Obviously, Soph's done Geordie Shaw for a long time. I've done Towie for a while. You've now done Big Brother, where you... There'll be certain ones on there you don't want to talk to. We all have certain people on our shows we don't want to talk to.
Some of them are just workaholics.
But there will be ones that will definitely be... I don't want to drop you in any hot water, but... At the wedding one day, if you two do get married.
Emma's going to be best man. That's that. Emma's best man.
Love it. Go on, Emma.
Did you find that anybody outside of the house, i.e. the public, and I've spoken about trolls a little bit, but did you find that any of them had judgment towards you two as a relationship when they watched it blossom on TV? i.e. is it real, is it not?
Yeah, yeah. We were genuinely really shocked because we thought that was the most awkward, cringy piece of television ever that anyone could ever watch. How could you
Why would
not
we do
think,
it like that? Yeah, why would you want to do it like that? Like, we wouldn't. We'd make it look really attractive and whatever. We made it look horrific.
Why would we want to do that? If we were trying to do that, we would be like very like, ooh. But we would, we look scared. Like, I know, my God, it was just diabolical. So I'm like, okay, I understand. But like, we watched a few bits back and we're like, oh God, it does look like that.
But they make it look like that most, don't they? With the music.
Yeah, so what have people said on the outside?
It's all fake and a showmance. And when we came out, we just like, what the hell?
It's horrible. It is horrible. When, you know, your feelings are very genuine. When, you know, you've lived in a house where it is so intense. Mm-hmm. How long were you together in the house for?
So you were
5 weeks.
You were 5 weeks, and then I was in for six.
So intense living in a house like that. You know, like 6 weeks in there is probably like a year.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It is. Mm-hmm. And people don't realise, like, you were spending every second of every day together, of every moment. There's no phones, there's no distractions. Yeah. So you probably know yourselves better than people on the outside have known each other for, like, I don't know, 5 months.
Yeah. Of course.
Because you've had to really find out about each other. So when people say, you know, it's a showmance and it's fake, like, I don't think they realise that how much time you've actually spent together.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, me and Jordan have been through things.
Yeah,
we
were suspect to a little bit of that, you know, and it wasn't just the public. You get a few people in the public. Yeah. The majority of the public were buzzing for me and Soph. Obviously, they'd seen Soph on her own for a long time. I'd been through a little bit of a tough time on my show, and people was rooting for us, but you did have people that wasn't so much and did try to be a little bit, oh, he's using her, she's using him. And it was people amongst my own TV show that was doing that as well, that I worked with every day that I quite liked. Come out all of a sudden, I checked the press and they'd done an interview saying, yeah, Jordan's just using Soph.
It's horrible.
We had that
as well.
Yeah, and we were really surprised because I think as well, because we were trying to be respectful of housemates and be I know it looks like we're not, I know it looks like that, but we were trying to do it when no one was looking. We genuinely were. So I think a lot of people weren't really seeing as much as they're gonna come out and be like, what the hell?
Of course.
So I think some people have been saying stuff and we've been like,
it's surprising though, I think, because like the one time, that's when I came out in that Friday night interview, final night, and then they said showmance, I was like, not for sex, because I thought, how can it possibly be, when the one time we had the conversation was when we thought no one was listening.
Yeah.
We were literally on another building off-site. They said something about mics not working,
the
cameras weren't there.
Classic.
Like, they were
classic one, aren't they?
We filmed it, clearly. But, like, whatever.
No, we weren't filming,
Exactly.
You liar.
Got us.
You got us.
Nathan, what was it like? Obviously, you was in the house slightly longer than Rosie.
Yeah.
What was it like when your little love left the building when she got evicted?
I don't know what they showed of it, but that couple of days there were the hardest days I had in the house, without a doubt, because don't realise how like manic it is. You're standing in there, like, I was at risk of going, Rosie was standing there, and then Ali, who I didn't want to go either. So it's just mental, all the, and I'm not an emotional person, but in there
I
never used to be anyway, but it just knocks you. And then the following day as well, I was back in the vault. They just did it to piss me off, I think, just to try and wind me up. And it was horrible. I think without Emma there, I think I'd have struggled more. If Emma had gone as well, the two of them. But Emma kind of rallied round and kind of made sure I was all right, I think.
I'll take it, Rosie, sort of become your, like Sophie's with me, your safety blanket in there.
Yeah.
You know, if someone annoys you in there, we all know in these places you can't, and you don't want to lose your temper because you're on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's things you can't say, things you don't want to say, and you want to keep the peace. Mm-hmm. But you had each other in there. That must have been tough once you'd left.
Yeah, usually I'd just go and bitch about someone to Rosie. So I'm like, what am I going to do now?
You know what? Good on you, though, for coming out and sticking together after as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do see these shows, don't you? Like, Love Island stuff, and inside, they're all over each other and the makeup work. And then when they get out, it's just gone.
Of course.
So yous are like, you know, you've had the time away from her, and then you've came out and yous have really given it a go. So good on yous. It is hard. It is really hard in this industry, you know. You're going to have people talking about yous left, right and centre. But,
of course.
You know, love. Getting deep now.
Yeah, stands
love will keep us together. You know, me and Jordan had so many comments and so many horrible things. I've read things online about us and it's just been horrible. But, you know, I used to just look at Jordan and go, you know what? I know he loves us. And that's all that matters, you know. So yeah, it wipes it all away.
Yeah,
all
how
these
do you
trolls?
How do you both plan on making the long distance work? Because obviously you're a hell of a way from. Well, from actually, you're not even Essex. You're Cornwall.
You are. That
you
is
are.
Like...
Yeah, that's so far.
How many hours drive is that?
Oh, I got the train and it was what about six or seven hours? Yeah.
The drive's got to be 10.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. I
so you could get to Dubai in 6 hours.
I'd rather go. No, I'd rather go to Cornwall. Yeah.
Dubai together.
Right. Right answer. So how do you plan to make the long distance work? Have you spoken about it? Have you not?
Yeah. So Dave, you say.
Go on.
Hello, we're gonna move in together. Yeah. We don't know where yet, but we're definitely gonna move.
Amazing.
I'd like to move to Glasgow, but I don't know if that's
I'd literally
on the cards,
really
so.
Liked Glasgow.
Would you? So you would go from Cornwall to Glasgow, because that is you know, you're going from, you know, the nice sea life, the quiet life, and then you're going to Glasgow.
Yeah, and to a completely different climate. It's Baltic up there, isn't it?
That's the only thing. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm maybe not sure about.
You can throw all your bikinis away, but you can move to Glasgow.
Guys, listen, in the middle, it could be Newcastle. Newcastle.
Here we go.
Listen, nothing wrong with Newcastle. I can learn you some lingo if you want.
So there has been talks of moving in together.
Oh, yeah. How exciting.
When?
It's just sorting some little things out, really.
What we're gonna do? I think it's
soon.
That thing
this
of like,
soon.
Yeah, it's gonna. I think what are we gonna do next, what wise? And then once we know that, then we can get
of course.
A base somewhere. I think is
so.
The plan.
Can we have a little couple goals for by exclusive? Are you boyfriend and girlfriend? Has that happened yet?
Is it official?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah.
Let's go for the fast relationships.
Welcome to the couple reality TV team.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't waste our time, did we, Soph? Good on you, Zan.
Yeah, we didn't. Listen, what was it, 6 months, me and you, George?
What, that we got together?
No, we moved in.
Less,
oh,
4 months.
That.
4 months we moved in together, yeah.
September, October, November, December, January, February, 6 months.
I love that, but I always think as well, life is so short.
Exactly.
And if you feel like it's right,
then
why
it's right.
The hell not?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, we've got a little segment later about that. If you feel like the time's right, it's right.
We
life
have.
Is too short, but
we have.
We'll get there.
We will get there. Thank you for giving us your time for the interview. We're now gonna really not try and ruin your relationship. We're going to play a little game.
Yeah, we're going to have a laugh.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here
we're going to
go.
Have a laugh here.
Okay.
So this game, is called Ick or Stick.
Oh, love it.
So me and Soph are going to take it in turns to ask the Ick or Stick. We'll let you two give your opinions, and then me and Soph will sort of give our opinions on what we think on each other.
Okay.
So, Soph, go on, you can ask the first one.
So, question one would be for Rosie.
Okay.
They tell their parents about their sex life. Rosie, ick or stick?
Oh, that's a bit of an ick.
Oh. Yeah.
That's oddball behaviour. Oddball. I guess it's... Would you...
I wouldn't.
No, Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, me and my dad are very close.
They are really close. Yeah. Like, really close. But to be fair, me and my mum are actually really close
and
as well.
Soph's mum really pretends to be a prude. But obviously, naturally, that everybody knows me and Soph are trying for a baby. And Soph's mum knows that they're trying for a baby.
So my mum has walked into a few sex scenes. Not like, not when it's happened, but the aftermath. The aftermath.
Yeah.
She walked in once and there's like baby lube everywhere, a bit of laundry. And she was like, what the hell's went on here? I went, just trying to make you a grandchild, mum, don't worry.
Yeah. And she goes, oh, no worries.
I love that.
I wouldn't talk to my father-in-law about it. I wouldn't talk to your dad about it. That draws the line.
But that's nice thought. It means you've got like a lot of respect.
Absolutely. Right, Nathan, let's ask you one here. Ick or stick? Oh, this is quite apt considering your long distance. They can't drive.
Oh,
Ick or stick.
You have to drive everywhere.
Ick or stick.
Yeah, I'd stick. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because I think I quite like driving anyway. So I wouldn't mind.
What about if you want a beer?
That's a problem.
Do you like beer as much as me?
I don't, anything alcoholic. I'm Scottish, like, come on.
Exactly,
like,
that is true, that is true.
I wouldn't drive past, say, maybe 6-7 o'clock then. Yeah, that's my caveat to that. After that.
Yeah? Mm. And what about you? I think as a girl, you'd like a man to be able to drive, would you not?
I think passenger princess.
Oh.
You can't beat it, can you?
I think I'd have to go for a stick if that's the least of my problems, but... I would prefer it.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Same. I think they've got to drive. I don't care what.
Soph's got such a beautiful car, And since I've met her, I've never seen her drive it.
The other day I went to drive it yesterday. I went to get in it yesterday, and I was with your mum, and I got in the wrong side. I went, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not used to driving on this side.
Just expect me to drive.
What is it, though? Sophie?
It's a Defender. It's a nice one. I know.
How gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. It was my single car. I had great times in there. Beautiful. But now, I'm getting too old of it. I'm grown out of it a bit. Right, Rosie, I've got one for you.
Yes.
They still have pictures of their ex on their Instagram. Ick or stick?
Oh, see, do you know what? I'm going to be... I think stick. And I'll tell you for... I know,
you're too nice.
I'll tell you for why. Because I always think if you had a nice memory, if you had a nice time at the time, it's still... even though they've moved on, it's still something that had a nice
She's
memory.
Better than me.
That is such a good way of thinking of it. Not that I would think of it like that, but that's
She's
such
a better person
you've
than
got
I am.
Very, what's it called when you're very, not narrow-minded, you're like, is it called broad-minded?
I think so. I mean, Nathan's got a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend. And he's like,
oh, fuck.
Yes.
I knew she was going to say that.
And I don't even have a problem with that because I think, I know like people will be like, oh, that's so gross. But sorry, Nathan, to say that. Oh, that's so gross. Oh, my God.
No, I get what you're saying.
If you cared about her that much to get her name tattooed on you, he obviously loved her a lot. So how can I be cross at that?
That's fair enough.
She
but do
is
you
what
ever?
Yeah.
That is fair enough. But do you want the tattoo? Where is the tattoo?
And it's on his bloody ribs and all.
Right, it could be worse.
Just to caveat on that one, I didn't get it because I cared about her so much. I got it when I was like 18 and had been with her for about a month. And I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo tomorrow. Yeah. Your name? She was like, really? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. And
then Nathan, Nathan, how drunk were you as well?
A few drinks.
There you go.
So, Rosie, now you know it wasn't because he loved her so much. Yeah. Does that change the aspect?
Nathan, what the hell?
Listen, tattoos are easy. You can get tattoos covered.
Exactly.
You can get them covered. It'll be your name soon.
I think you should pick something nice to cover it up with.
Yeah, I do. Go on, John, what's yours?
Right, Nathan, I'll come back to you and we will say to you, this is quite funny. Does it give you the ick if they chew with their mouth open?
Oh, that's definitely, that's a major.
Good job, you don't do it then,
do you,
Rosie? I don't,
but look at those teeth. So I don't know who he thinks he's speaking.
I knew when I said that, I was like, I'm open the kind of ones here. Oh, God.
My goodness, they chomp like a horse. I don't know what, I don't know who he thinks he's going to be.
It's a good old turkey teeth, isn't it? They're turkey teeth.
I'll change it to stick, my answer, sorry.
Yeah, love it, yeah. It's good. I think when you talk about us two, ix or sticks wise, we've got a few, haven't we? I think.
Yeah, but when I'm doing my period, if you chew with your mouth open, I could literally do time for it. I'm like,
no, you know what my one is when I realise you really love someone and there's not an ick or stick.
Nah.
When you roll over first thing in the morning
You
look at someone next to you in their full glory asleep, if you look at them and you go, oh, I love you. You're in for a winner.
So go on, how do I wake up?
Soph wakes up, yeah.
Arm in the
Every
air.
Morning, it's great, because I'm always up first. Soph wakes up, arms up, yeah. Morning breath's a bit of an issue, but arms up, head to the side, one tit out, always.
I knew it.
Tit out.
Always.
Are you a tit out girl?
Girl, mine are plastic, so they stay
in. Tim, it's brilliant.
They're too small to be out, they're just like...
But how at 35 or 36?
Yeah, 35.
How at 35 years old... Can you sleep like this?
Yeah, that is chill town.
I love that.
That is me just loving life. I'm like, no fucks are giving my jar.
But I do.
But you love it.
Yeah, I start my morning with a look at the breast every morning, and we get up.
What a gorgeous
breast is big.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There you go.
So it's quite safe to say that you two would stick together through pretty much anything.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah?
It's good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our ick or stick game. And unfortunately, the end of our interview with Nathan and Rosie.
Well, honestly, thank you guys for coming in. I'm really excited.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Rosie, I just need to say one thing. Like, where's the Instagram?
Oh, no, do you
What's
know what?
What's going on?
I have Instagram now, but I've only posted 3 things.
Girl, you get on that. You can get some good collabs going. Get the freebies in.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
I'm so bad at technology.
Oh, my God, Rosie, it's 2024.
I know, I need to wake up.
Well, listen, if you need any tips.
Yeah. I'll give you a tip. I'll give you a tip. Don't post a picture of your ex.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, but thanks both for coming
in.
And
thank you so much.
Me and Soph wish you two all the best in your new adventures, your new jobs, wherever it's going to take you in the country.
Good
Just
luck.
Stay somewhere warm. That's my
We're
advice.
We're always here for advice.
Thank you. But no, honestly, you guys have been so amazing. And thank you so much.
Ah, you're welcome. Good luck, guys.
Oh, right, we're going to go to a short break now and we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Oh. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Couple Goals with me and my gorgeous half, Jordan Brooke. This is a really exciting bit of the show that I've been dying to talk about. So last week, we asked you guys when you think the perfect time to be engaged is? Like, what should be the time frame on it?
The actual question, let me just rephrase it. The actual question was, when should he propose? Was it not?
No.
It was.
I think we left it open.
It was, when should he propose? You stuck it right on me there in the questions.
Okay, sorry. I mean, I did mean he, she. You know, it goes to a big variety. But yes, I want to know he. So we have got some amazing answers in. And we're going to read some answers out that you guys have sent in.
There's so many good ones. We had a response here saying, whenever he feels it is right.
Yes.
You've just picked that one out because that's the only one. Like, that is the only one that ever says that. Like, that, it was that from a
hold
man.
Hold on. There's another
one. Is
that
from a man?
No, that's from a woman called Sarah, actually.
Sarah, you DM me now. We need words, love. That's you on a fake account, don't lie.
Oh, yeah, I've got loads of them. Messaging myself responses. Just trying to help myself out.
Oh, so there is a few here and... 10 years, still waiting. I'm going to read a few out, right? 10 years, still waiting. Depends on age, but in your 30s, I'd say 3 years.
Yeah, we're not 3 years yet. You got another year yet. Yes, these are all going in my favour.
So what does that mean then?
That means
you're going to propose.
You've just got to bide. No, you've just got to bide your time.
You just dropped yourself in it. Mine took 15 years. He needed to be sure. Wow.
My kind of guy. My kind of guy.
15 year. Now, 15 year, I'd be 50. I'd be 50 years old.
God, you'd still be beautiful, though.
I'd still be beautiful, but I'm nowhere am I, like, walking down the aisle, like, when I'm going through menopause, having a hot flush.
No, I think, though, in our situation, kids first, right?
Yeah, kids first. Like, kids are very important to me. It's obviously body clock's different. My body clock isn't a spring chicken anymore, so marriage can wait, but kids obviously can't because of the women's time clock. Yeah.
I'm still waiting 16 years later.
16 years. Oh, look, my God.
Proposed 9 years in, been together 20 years and still not married.
It doesn't sound like the bother, though.
No, it doesn't. There's a lot here that take longer than you think. I'm hoping this puts your mind at rest a little bit, that everything doesn't have to be done now.
Yeah, but you can dive deep. Have these people been together since they were like 18? Or did they meet in the 30s?
I don't know.
But I think, like, looking at all these messages... I hate to say this. I hate it. But it's looking like 9 years.
That's it. Well, if we go over an average, I'll let you have half that. Let's go 4.5 years. You're 2 years in. Just bide your time.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Is that enough of the marriage talk?
That will be all. That will be all for now. But I'm sure...
Can we...
This time next year, if nothing happened, I will be leaving.
Can we just get it so I've got it on camera?
God, what?
How long have I got till you mention proposal again?
6 months.
Oh. That's not enough. A little bit longer. Anyway, I've got 6 months off the marriage talk, so we're going to give you some new questions now from our listeners and something me and Sophie can maybe give advice on.
Okay.
So
guys, me and Jordan are going to do the next little section and give our advice on some stories. Now, I've got a really interesting one today, Jordan, that I could probably relate to, and you could probably as well, you know, being in groups of boys and groups of girls. So this guy wrote in, he said, my girlfriend's friends keep cheating on their partners on nights out. And I've told her I'm not comfortable with her going out with them. She keeps insisting that she would never cheat and that I can't tell her who to be friends with. Am I in the wrong for wanting her to be friends with them? Now, basically, her friends are all going out. They're all cheating on the lads, but she's going out with them. She's taught a lad that she's in love with them and nothing will ever happen. Now,
I think it's a classic scenario, I'll be honest with you, of if you lay with dog, you get fleas.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think you're going to set yourself up for a drama, rumours and things to happen.
Yeah,
you know,
I think...
It's like, you know, you go on holiday with a group of girls and some of them might be unhappy in the relationship. Like not that it would happen now, but it's like me, right? Like, say if I had, like, friends unhappy in their relationship and they want to do the dirty, which is vile and disgusting, but I was there with them.
Mm.
You know I love you so much and I would never do that. So
definitely, but say I was going out with a group of lads and you knew they all just shagged who they wanted behind everybody's back.
Mm.
But you knew I didn't. You wouldn't like it. You'd be like, what are you going out of them for?
Yeah, I wouldn't like
you
it,
would.
But then I wouldn't... Yeah, I wouldn't like it, but I wouldn't stop you going out with
no,
them.
No, you can't stop them.
I think it's
them.
Different because I trust you so
all
much.
All day long.
And you're the first person I've ever been able to be like this with. But I do get it. Like, you know, if it was someone in the past and it was quite new and, you know, I would be like, nah, Nah, if you're going to be friends with people that do that, then what are you all talking about? Like, there's nothing better than going out with your group of friends and you've all been in relationships and you all, you know, talk about how much you love your partners and you know, talk about the futures and stuff that. So, yeah, I think it's a bit dirty.
Yeah, I just think it's... But also, it all does come down to trust in your own relationship.
Mm.
Obviously, to whoever it is who's written this in, I think if you trust your girlfriend and trust your missus, then you haven't got anything to worry about. It doesn't really matter what her friends are doing. I'm not advocating that, what her friends are doing, by the way. But if you do trust her...
And you have a good relationship together rather than they... Obviously, their friends and their relationships have not got a good relationship if they're doing that. Yeah. And maybe they've got a really good one that they wish they could have, you know?
Of course. But there is nothing worse than girls or boys that egg others on to do wrong, and they're all out there. Do you know what I mean? Oh, come on. Oh, come with me here. Come with me there. No, I'm supposed to be going home. No, come on. Come out of me.
Yeah, nah, it's not good. It's not good. And you'll always get found out.
Yeah.
Cheat will always get found out.
That's it. And we'll go on to our last question now, which is, my mum and ex-boyfriend still hang out on a regular basis without me, despite me not being on speaking terms with him. When I put it up, they insist that they're really good friends and she's helping him to get over the breakup. But all my friends tell me something must be going on. What should I do?
I mean, I think your friends have been a little bit extreme. Like, I mean, there's something going on.
How much are they hanging out? It says regular basis. How much is a regular basis?
Obviously, she's got, like, some kind of sun issue, hasn't she?
Yeah, but
also... It is weird. It is weird. But, like, what about if I split off from you?
My dad would never speak to you again.
Not your dad, but, like, me...
No, this is mother and son.
All right, okay.
So this is different sex. So if you split up with me... My dad would never speak to you again.
My mum would probably still speak to you.
No, she wouldn't. She'd not if you didn't want her to.
I think she'd still like a photo on Instagram. I know what she's like.
Not if it was a problem for you though. This is obviously a problem. This is obviously a problem for her.
Right.
So if you turn around to your mum and said, "Mum, you're still speaking to Jordan. I don't like it."
Yeah.
Then she would side with you.
Well, I think like your parents have always got to have their child's back no matter what.
So she has raised it with them.
Right, okay. So if she's raised it with them,
then... insist they're just friends. If your mum went, "No, but Soph, we're friends," you'd go, "Mum, come on." If your mum was helping me get over mine and your breakup, which she would to be nice, but then if it become a bit of a problem like this sounds like it is...
I'd be like, "Mum, I want to cut off from him. I don't want to be with him ever again. Like, you need to walk away from the relationship as much as I do."
Yeah.
Look, it is hard sometimes if you've been in a relationship for a long time and you get close to the family and the friends. And, you know, when you do break up, you know, there's still messages sent between family members and stuff.
Of course.
"How are you? How are you? How are you?" And it can be all right, but to a certain extent.
Mm.
Now, if you want to move away from the relationship, your family also need to cut off from the relationship. And that is the only way that you're ever going to really get away from them.
Very, very well put. But obviously, we're never going to have to go through that.
We will never.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with my mum and dad
our
forever.
Our family are married.
And I'm stuck with yours.
Yeah, we're all married together.
That's it. Our family's become one. So on that note, that is the end of our second instalment to the Couple Goals trilogy.
I feel like there was a lot that was a lot to do, wasn't it? Many different things going on.
It was a meaty show.
It was a meaty show, a meaty, juicy, good one.
It was. I want to say thank you to both our amazing guests, Nathan and Rosie.
Bless
they were superb,
them.
Was they not?
Yeah, they were brilliant.
And
we've got even more exciting guests.
We have.
Next week.
We've got a few coming up, haven't we?
We've got a few coming up. Very familiar faces.
Should we give a hint? We'll give you a hint for one of the couples, and it's one of my mob from Towie. Right, so that's the end of our show today. I just want to say thank you to our two amazing guests, Nathan and Rosie.
Yeah, they have been absolutely brilliant. And thank you, Jordan.
Why?
Just being you. And we are so excited for the next up and coming weeks. We've got some amazing, great people that are going to be coming into the studio. Great couples that you will definitely know. So we've got some great questions to ask them and loads of fun games. But for now...
That's it. We're going to be getting a bit more festive, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, we're going to go home and finish that Christmas tree.
Absolutely. So you can download the Foobar app to listen to all of our shows. You can watch it across all of socials, listen to it across all of socials. And we'll be back next week with another jam-packed show.
Yeah, we've got so much going on. And get any questions you want into our socials as well. And we will answer them all in next week's show. But for now, enjoy your Monday evening. Lot of love.